Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Holy crap, Bob. It's the last weekend of January already. Where does it go, man? I can't believe that we're already a month into 2018. And I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is the weekend if you're hearing this show, and we appreciate you taking a little time to listen to our ridiculous fodder. You can find us online at thegrillingguys.com and, of course, on Facebook and the Twit Machine. Do any decent grilling this week?
You know, did a couple beer butt chickens, and I really forgot how much I like those. You know, everybody's got their New Year's resolution. Mine was to lose a few pounds, probably like 90% of our listeners was. How are you going to do that? Well, I need to cut back on the number of times I eat out, right? I need to
That's
eat better.
Yep.
And with my new job, I have an opportunity. We sell appliances, so there's some of them that are hooked up, right? And I can bring stuff to work and throw it in. So I did a couple beer butt chickens because I can pull that chicken and take it with me, and you eat it on a salad or eat it on a sandwich. A lot of uses, right? So, but I forgot how much I really enjoy my big green egg and beer butt chickens because
they're wonderful.
Oh my gosh, it's just perfect. I put the deflector plate in there, right?
Of course.
And set a couple stands on there, and I used cherry 7-Up was my steaming liquid.
Nice.
Yeah, and it gave it kind of a sweet little profile. Somebody gave me a tip on that. Put my Old World Olive Company garlic on the outside of the chickens. And then that Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, our buddy over there, has a seasoning blend he calls Tim's Blend, which is garlic, salt, pepper, onion powder, a little paprika, not much, but just a really an overall
nice
blend.
General spice.
Yeah. And with
salt.
Lots of salt. And with that garlic EVO on there, and then I covered them pretty heavily with that, and then put them on that green egg, and I used, I'm going down the list of products, this is crazy, but I used a ThermoPen, but our Thermo Q, which has the remote thermometer on it, right?
Yep.
Set the temperature on the internal of the chicken, stuck it into the deepest part of the thigh, which is the slowest part to cook, put it at 165, shut that lid, and I set the ambient temperature in there at 325 because
nice.
I didn't want it to cook too fast because I didn't want to dry them out. But,
right.
You know, a couple hours later, I had two of the most beautiful beer butt chickens I'd done in a long time. And I'm like, man, that is exactly what that piece of equipment is designed to do.
And then you pull them off and let them rest.
Right. Yep. And you start cutting them away and the juice is just pouring out of
what
them.
What I do when I pull those off and let them rest is I'll take some foil and put it over them because they want to steam off a whole bunch for some reason. I guess because they're missing their head.
Yeah.
but I'll take a piece of tin foil or even wax paper or anything and just kind of blanket them and let them park for about a half an hour.
Right.
You about have to because if you're going to touch them and try and pull them or anything like that, they're incredibly hot.
Yeah.
You'll burn your fingers off.
But it was perfect. I got it to that 165 and it was still juicy. There was no bloody joints or anything when I tore it apart. Because, you know,
perfect.
You're tearing it apart by
hand. That's satisfying. Did you take pictures?
No, I didn't
Fail.
Take pictures. Yeah. I just ate it.
I got a good story for you. Well, first of all, I have pretty much done a lot of the hard work on my house. So I'm slowing down a whole bunch and I'm not getting the workout I was getting. So I went back to Snap Fitness and the branch in Lowell, Belding, and Greenville. They're our sponsors. And so I went back to Snap and started working out again. And it feels really good. Matter of fact, I did it right. I have to give myself credit because, you know, in the past, very often when you get back into a workout like January, everybody starts working out again in January.
Yeah. The full gym month.
Yeah, you go at it and you just you know, you get the endorphins going, and your first few times out there, you really crank it, and then A, you either hurt yourself, or B, you just fall apart and fall off the wagon or whatever. This time I decided to take it easy, and I just went with the elliptical machine, and I did like 45 to 55 minutes on the elliptical.
Got some good cardio going.
Which is good. Yeah, and I don't even go real fast. I put the tension up, so it's kind of hard, but I don't go real fast. I just kind of slog it out like I was maybe cross-country skiing in the winter, you know, going through the woods or something like that, where it's kind of a hard push, but still kind of nice. Do it about like that with mm-hmm. some resistance, but not, you know, flying, trying to get my heart rate crazy. But I did that for a couple weeks, and this week I hit the weights. I did that for only 25 minutes, and then I hit the weights. And I'll tell you what, it feels so good to get back into lifting and doing something that you can feel your strength coming back. You know, you mm-hmm. can, you just do your reps and you go through the stuff. And when you get done, it's a high. It's better than drugs.
Sure.
I can testify to that. But so it's just a good idea to get back into fitness. And if you're anywhere around Snap Fitness and in Lowell Belding or Greenville, I'd urge you to go in there because the deals are good, and it's just healthy. And you see lots of friends in there.
Sure you do.
All your buddies go in this time of year. You're all looking at each other going, oh, you're not as fat as me. Oh, no, you're not as fat as me.
Yeah.
But this week we did a small group at church, and the first meeting was last week, last Tuesday, and we go to my buddy's house. And his wife has this big pan of brownies on the counter. And all we could do for an hour and a half was smell the stinking brownies.
Right.
And I didn't hear her offer us any. And I'm dying for her to offer us some. Well, apparently she did. But I didn't hear it because I was talking to my buddy Mike, her husband. So I left there and I'm like, man, I was dying for a brownie. And my wife goes, well, she told you to take one. Like, you're kidding me. Because, you know, if you smell brownies for 2 hours, it's like, they're driving me nuts. Cheech and Chong. And
yeah, but so you fought it off and it helped your fitness plan, right? So
no,
it's all good.
No, it didn't. So I told my daughter a couple of days later when my wife was gone for the weekend, I said, bring home a brownie mix. So because I was thinking, I got this beer from one of our brewer buddies, and it's a gingerbread beer. I don't much care for ginger snap cookies or gingerbread man. And I don't want him floating in my beer.
Right.
But I thought, well, maybe that would be good to make brownies with. So I used it to make a batch of brownies. My buddy makes from that Mason James Baker. He made the Founders brownies.
Yep.
So I made it with this gingerbread man.
That was your liquid. Yeah.
Wow, were they great.
Really?
So I still have a couple left. Yeah. You can just pick up a nice hint of the gingerbread, but you can kind of taste the beer in there. Wonderful idea. If you have a beer you don't like.
We used to make other kind of brownies in college.
Make some
but we never made them with beer.
I won't mention the beets and the beef ribs.
So. Why not, man? What do you do with a beet? That is a vegetable that I know you cook them on the side of open fire beside your pot and all this other stuff that you like to use. But
yeah.
God.
Beets are, you know, I'm discovering more and more, and you're seeing it in the news and infomercials and feeds all over the place, that the beets are turning out to be quite a superfood. So
yeah.
I'm trying to eat more of them. You got to kind of force yourself because it's a basic root vegetable. It's kind of boring. It's kind of cool. If you roast it, it's kind of cool. I got to admit, they've got a kind of cool flavor once you roast them. But what I did was I roasted a bunch of beets, and then I cut off the greens. And I sautéed them up with some bacon and onion. That was actually
that just went
good.
from healthy to tasty.
It was
to me.
It was
and,
both. It was both.
You got greens, beet greens. Wow. Oh shoot! Hey, coming up next, we might talk a little bit about this little football game we got coming up called the Super Bowl and some of the yummies that you might want to do on your grill when the people start showing up. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.